Did you hear me? I said, lazy. See, I don't want to say it out loud. I don't want to wake up anybody. Right? I mean, really, isn't that, if we were to look in the mirror, when God comes a knocking sometimes, we don't open the door because we just really don't want to do it. Right? Yeah. So, but anyway, see, Gideon puts his fleece down, and guess what? God answers the prayer. And God says, hey, you know what? We can do this all day. I'm here all day, right? I can do this all day. Well, you know what? Then God gets down to business, and he says, Gideon, I want you to build an army in chapter 7. And Gideon calls out the Israelites. And guess what? 32,000 Israelites come to fight the battle against the Midianites. Man, that is exciting, isn't it? 32,000. But guess what? The Midianites heard about this, right? And they sent 135,000 troops. Yeah, right over the hill. Right over the hill. Right? And so, can you imagine Gideon? He was not giddy, let me tell you. He was even more fearful, wasn't he? He was even more fearful. And then God says, you know what, Gideon? There are way too many Israelite soldiers. Can you imagine Gideon? You're there, what? Right? Too many? Well, he says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand before your soldiers. You know, there are 135 Midianite soldiers and just 32,000 of you. So I want you to stand before your soldiers, the Israelite soldiers, and say, if anyone is fearful, you are welcome to go home. Nothing will be held against you. And I guess this was customary in this day and age for at least Israel. Nothing will be held against you. Guess what? They were down to 10,000 soldiers. My question is, why didn't Gideon go home? You ever think about that? So, 135 Midianite soldiers, 10,000 Israelite soldiers, and lo and behold, what does God say? Gideon! Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. There is too many soldiers. Way too many soldiers for me to send against Midian. So I want you to go down to the river, and whenever I get there, I'm going to tell you which men to keep and which men to send home. And he got there, and they were drinking water in the river, or this pool of water, wherever it was. And God says, tell you what, Gideon, for those men who kneel down and lap up the water like a dog, I want you to put on one side of you. For the men who dip up water out of their hand and drink out of their hand, I want you to put on the other side of you. And he did that. And after it was all said and done, God said to Gideon, I want you to keep the men who lapped up water like a dog. Guess how many men were left in the Israelite army? 300 men. 300 men. Against 135,000 Midianites. So what happens then? Do you think Gideon is scared at all? 300, 135,000. Let me see, that's like 10,000 soldiers per soldier of our. Oh my. Well, Gideon was beside himself. Even though God had done all these things to prove who God was and how God worked to Gideon, he still was fearful. And so God says, okay, let me tell you this. I want you to go over the hill during the night under the cover of darkness, Gideon, and I want you to go and I want you to eavesdrop on a tent of the soldiers. And so Gideon did that. And he walked over the hill and snuck down by the tents of the Midianite soldiers. And whenever he got there, he eavesdropped. And he heard this dream in chapter 7. When Gideon arrived, there was a man telling a dream to his comrade, and he said, I had a dream, and in it a cake of barley bread tumbled into camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell. It turned upside down, and the tent collapsed. And his comrades answered, this is no other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has given Midian and all the army. Don't ask me how he got that out of that. It must be a God thing, right?